Chapter 19, Appropriating God's Reserve Funds. The Lord has of late given me special testimonies to bear in regard to the warnings and promises He has given through Malachi. After I had spoken with great plainness to the church in Sydney, Australia, and was putting on my wraps in the dressing room, the question was asked me, "Sister White, do you think my father should pay tithes? He has met with great loss recently, and he says that as soon as he cancels his debt, he will pay tithes." I asked, "How do you regard our obligations to God, who gives us life and breath, and all the blessings we enjoy? Would you have our indebtedness to God continually increasing? Would you rob Him of the portion which He has never given us to use for any other purpose than to advance His work, to sustain His servants in the ministry?" For the answer to your question, the prophet Malachi asks, "Will a man rob God?" But ye say, "Wherein have we robbed thee?" As though there was a willingness to misunderstand this subject. The answer comes, in tithes and offerings. "Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation." After such a statement, would I dare say to you, "You need not pay tithes as long as you are in debt"? Shall I tell you to be sure to pay all you owe any man, although you rob God to do so? If all would take the Scripture just as it reads, and open their hearts to understand the word of the Lord, they would not say, "I cannot see the tithing question. I cannot see that in my circumstances I should pay tithes. Will a man rob God?" The consequence of doing so is plainly stated, and I would not risk the consequence. All who will take a wholehearted, decided position to obey God, who will not take the Lord's reserved funds, His own money, to settle their debts, who will render to the Lord the portion that He claims as His own, will receive the blessing of God which is promised to all who obey Him. August, 1896. The true reason for withholding. I saw that some have excused themselves from aiding the cause of God because they were in debt. Had they closely examined their own hearts, they would have discovered that selfishness was the true reason why they brought no free will offering to God. Some will always remain in debt because of their covetousness. The prospering hand of God will not be with them to bless their undertakings. They love this world better than they love the truth. They are not being fitted up and made ready for the kingdom of God. Withheld tithes because of lack of confidence. The tithe is sacred, reserved by God for Himself. It is to be brought into His treasury to be used to sustain the gospel laborers in their work. For a long time the Lord has been robbed because there are those who do not realize that the tithe is God's reserved portion. Some have been dissatisfied, and have said, "I will not longer pay my tithe, for I have no confidence in the way things are managed at the heart of the work." But will you rob God because you think the management of the work is not right? Make your complaint, plainly and openly, in the right spirit, to the proper ones. Send in your petitions for things to be adjusted and set in order, but do not withdraw from the work of God and prove unfaithful because others are not doing right. The first duty to God. Some have felt under sacred obligations to their children. They must give each a portion, but feel themselves unable to raise means to aid the cause of God. They make the excuse that they have a duty to their children. This may be right, but their first duty is to God. Let no one throw in his claims and lead you to rob God. Let not your children steal your offering from God's altar for their own benefit.